It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Quarantine edition for March 26, 2020. As you can tell, this is no longer a car cast, and in fact, I am in my home studio slash office slash ham shack slash, I guess, technically my work office at this particular point because we're all quarantined. Actually, I shouldn't say we're all quarantined. We still have kind of what we call our network operations team still in the building, but that's because they got to typically touch physical hardware and do that type of stuff. I'm sure as that goes down, they'll be sent home potentially, but we'll, that's not, you know, I'm home. I can still do some, I can still help them out here and there as necessary and so on, but from a remote location. And it's been working out pretty good so far. Although the radio's been deader than doornail, but, whatever. And you can probably hear a radio going off. I'm going to turn that right down. On Sunday night, on our last Sunday night on the net, we were talking about, you know, everyone staying home, potential people staying home and so on. And we have a Catholic priest that is also a ham, and he was on the net. And someone was talking about something about the COVID-19 stuff. And he replied with, hey, I got the perfect story for you. Read Psalm 91. You can Google it, open up your Bible, whatever, and check that out. I can mute when I cough. I don't have to edit. So anyway, I'm going to read that for you today. And I hope this finds some sort of a comfort or whatever kind of does for you. I kind of read through it. You don't have to be a religious person, but the words sometimes are comforting. But if you are a believer, I think this will bring a little more comfort to you. So this is New International Version. I found this on BibleGateway.com. So it's on the internet. I hope it's the same as what it's in the printed at this particular point. So Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Hope I pronounced that right. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you will make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With a long life, I will satisfy Him, and I will show Him my salvation.
Yeah,
So there you go. I thought this would be a good episode, and I will leave it as that. I will give you a tour of the office shack, whatever, in tomorrow's episode. Bye. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.